This podcast is brought to you by The Shift.
Hello and welcome to Storytime with Clizair. This podcast is primarily supported by Patreon. You can become a patron by clicking the link in the description on YouTube or in the show notes on the audio platforms. Another way that you can support the podcast is by using our affiliate links. And one of those is Audible. Audible has thousands of audiobook titles to choose from. Every month, members get one free audiobook, plus two Audible originals and access to daily news digests and even guided meditation programs. You can listen to audiobooks across all your devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what to listen to, or if you want to binge a series, you can keep your Audible credit for up to a year. Sign up now and get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook by going to audibletrial.com/storytime. That's audible.com/storytime. Now on to the episode.
It's story time.
Hi, I'm Claire. I go by Clizair on the internet, and this is the Storytime podcast, or the Storytime with Clizair podcast. And this week I have with me Daniel Reyes. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell everyone where to find you on the internet?
Yeah, so my name is Daniel Reyes. You know, I guess I'm on here because I've lost 140 pounds and also basically have come back from near death. If people want to follow my story and more about it, they can go to my website, fastingdice.com. And we've got a lot about the process and how I've done that.
I will have all your links down in the description on YouTube and in the show notes on the audio platforms if you want to just scroll down and check those out. But yeah, you have a story for me today.
Yeah, I do. So about 4 years ago, I nearly died. What they found was they found blood clots in my lungs and in my right leg. And I later found out that, according to my doctors, a blood clot in your lung, just one, there's a 20% chance of survival. And I had multiple. So it was a pretty scary situation. I ended up going to the hospital. I was there for a month, out for a month, and then back in for another month. And it was... I didn't realize how bad it was at the time, because honestly, I was on so many drugs and knocked out. And, you know, at one point I had internal bleeding and they basically just put me to sleep for a week. Yeah.
No, for a
week. I wouldn't move. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is that an induced coma?
No, because I kept waking up every now and then. It was just as the meds wore off and then they would. Yeah. So I'd be up for like maybe 10 minutes and then back out.
Wow. So.
Yeah. That week is a little blur. I don't remember much because why would you? You know, so, they would put me in what was called an end of life room.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I didn't know that at the time. I just thought I had a really fancy room with a lot of furniture and a lot of room. And I was like, oh, this is really nice.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you got a nice room. Oh, cool. Like, that's all I knew.
God.
Yeah. I mean, I should have put it together because they told me the guy across the hall had cancer and I would hear him crying in pain every now and then. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So, and I didn't even know
they were a thing, though. I didn't know end of life rooms were like a thing.
I didn't either. You know, I mean, I guess each hospital is different. So maybe they call them something else. But yeah, end of life room. And I was in the end of life room for 3 weeks. And then in a regular room for another week. But at that point, because of the blood clots and everything, I also went into heart failure. So, yeah. I mean, it was just a snowball of bad things. And the internal bleeding. And, yeah. And I had gained just a huge amount of weight. And it was just a bad, bad situation. And so finally, when I was finally done with the hospital, my cardiologist sat me down and basically just said, look, you need to lose weight or that's it. Like, you've got about 5 years, maybe. And if you don't, that's it.
And what age were you when he said this to you?
I was roughly 35.
Oof.
Yeah. So you don't want to hear that, right? Plus,
no,
because
not.
Of everything, I couldn't walk. Like, I literally could not walk to the bathroom. It was that bad. So I had to do something and I tried everything you could possibly imagine, every diet you could, you know, cause the minute you get a 5-year clock, you're off to the races. I mean, you have one of two choices, right? You either crumple or you stand up and fight. So, you know, I looked at tried and true calorie restriction, right? I looked at like Mediterranean diet, Atkins, all of them, keto, and it just wasn't working for me. Like, I would get a little bit of success and then it would stop or plateau, and it was a nightmare, and it was frustrating. And, you know, and I would give them like time, like three to 6 months, but in the back of my head, every time it wasn't working, that's more time off the clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I even looked at weight loss surgery, and, you know, they put me on the weight loss surgery. They put me on a liquid only diet for a month.
Okay.
And so I was drinking like these meal replacement shakes, like three to five of them a day. That's what they told me. And, you know, I lost some weight with that, but not as much as you would think, only drinking liquids. And the big thing for me that I realized is, well, I do have discipline. I stuck to it for a month. Like, I didn't cheat at all. Like, I was onto it. And they were frustrated with the small amount of weight that I had lost in that month. So was I, right? I mean, you're drinking only liquids, you'd think it'd be more. So I was really, really disheartened by that. Because, you know, that again, that's another month off the clock. And so I started looking around online, and I looked at mainly Instagram and YouTube accounts of people who have lost a lot of weight, and thinking, okay, what have they done, right? And I quickly realized that half of them was weight loss surgery, but another half was fasting, intermittent fasting or some extended fast. And that was interesting to me, because both account types had lost a lot of weight. But one thing I noticed, because I started going back to like their older pictures and their progress to kind of see like the progression. And it looked like for the first 2 months, the weight loss surgery was probably a faster weight loss than fasting, but after those 2 months, it kind of leveled off. And then from some of the medical studies I read, after 2 months, it kind of almost slowly becomes about the same rate as normal weight loss, as normal just calorie restriction weight loss. So that, I mean, to completely change your insides for the rest of your life, to only get really 2 months of a boost didn't seem like a good deal to me. And then I looked at the fasting accounts, and I noticed that. Yeah.
So sorry, can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
So what do you mean change your insides forever? Like, is this the band thing? What is the weight loss surgery, basically? I don't know anything about weight loss surgery.
There's a few different types, right? There's one that's temporary, where they will insert, they'll go down into your throat and put basically a little balloon and inflate the little balloon in your stomach. So it removes room in there. But that balloon only lasts about 2 months, is my understanding. Okay. And then the stomach acid slowly dissolve it, and that's it. You're back to a full stomach. There's another type where they will basically kind of like cut off half your stomach, and that's okay. For life. Like, you know. And then there's another one that I know of where they will basically move your intestines back up to the top of your throat, and you have about the size of a golf ball for a stomach. Kind of like right around here-ish.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, those last two, it's for life, right?
Yeah. Okay. Now that makes more sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a cousin who about 10 years ago had weight loss surgery, and he lost a bunch of weight and then he gained it all back. And I looked into that too. And apparently there's a very high rate of people who just gain all their weight back.
Because they haven't changed their lifestyle, I guess.
Exactly. They haven't changed their lifestyle. They haven't gotten to the mental part of it, right? Their relationship with food. So when I was looking at these fasting accounts, I noticed that the speed of the weight loss was more consistent. So yeah, they were a little slower the first 2 months, but after that, it was still going along at a good clip. So that was great. That really helped. The other thing I noticed was it appeared that by fasting, you maintain the weight loss longer, and people really did change their relationship with food, so it really helped them. So all of that was great, right? And so I thought, well, I'll try it, and I did, and you know, still going down 140 and feel amazing.
And so for the people who don't know what intermittent intermittent fasting is. Could you give a maybe a, I don't know, explainer?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of different versions. It's amazing how many different ways there are to not eat, but there are. There are some where you only eat within like an 8-hour window. So 16 hours of the day, you're not eating, but like 8 of those you're asleep. So it's not so bad. You basically skip either breakfast or lunch or dinner. There are some, they call it OMAD, one meal a day, where you only eat one meal a day. So about 23 hours you're fasting and then that 1 hour. There's some who only do 6 hours or 4 hours or two. It just kind of depends. There are people who will fast for days at a time. They'll do a 24, I've seen 36 hour, 48 hour, 72. I think the longest fast on record was I believe he was an Irish guy named Angus in the 70s, I think it was. And he went for over a year. Yeah, fasting. I know. Fasting. Fasting. It's all medically documented. Like, it's a real thing.
Wow.
Yeah, he was over 400 pounds and lost like 200 pounds in a year doing that. And all the charts show he was completely fine.
But he fasted for a year, or he was intermittent fasting for a year?
Fasting for a year.
Fasting for, how did he not die?
That's what everybody thinks. But yeah, the reality is like, even though you're not eating food, the fat stored in our body is food for the body. So like,
right, I understand. Okay.
Yeah. So he's not eating, but he's eating. Like, yeah. Yeah. So.
And then, so, can I, if you don't mind, I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions about...
Yeah, go for it.
Fasting, because I've never done it. So I know that it's like, I know that it's a valid, like, way to manage your weight loss, but also, like, I think people like to use it. There are other, I've seen other kind of accounts use it, not just as a weight loss, but like as a health thing. Sorry.
There's a ton of benefits. It's honestly, like, if you read all the benefits, you're going to think, oh, this is snake oil, this is a scam. But it's real. It's crazy. The doctor who won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2016 proved the benefits of fasting. And it was like it removed or it helped fought arthritis, dementia, a lot of cancers, like plus weight loss and diabetes and heart condition. Like, it's insane. You know?
Yeah, it seems to be much more popular. I've definitely seen it in more places, but yeah, wouldn't have that level of knowledge of it. Is there ever any concern that you could maybe get too into the fasting and go too far?
Like, I mean, I guess that's like anything, right? Like, you can always go extreme. Yeah. So one of the things I like that fasting has taught me is how to listen to my body, right? Am I really hungry, or is it just like an emotional situation? Or because sometimes as you learn more about fasting, you'll learn that you might feel hungry. But what that is it's the body triggering for electrolytes, because as you fast, your body dumps out electrolytes. So really, you just need like a little bit of salt water or an electrolyte mix, and you drink that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, there is times where I think I'm hungry and I'm actually just thirsty.
Right. Like,
you know,
right.
So that does make sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you drink a sports drink or something like that. And, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, you feel fine and you can keep going.
And what was it like at the start?
So it was hard.
Yeah, I imagine it was pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah. There is, I mean, it's weird because fasting is easy, but there are hard times, right? I mean,
I'm a person who's very snacky. Like, I get cravings for snacks. Like, so that's my biggest thing.
My guilty pleasure is snacks and movies, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, love that. You know, popcorn or, whatever.
So a couple of years ago, I did a thing where I decided that I was only going to have like sugary sweets or things like that, junk food basically, at the weekend, like one day a week. And so other than having sugar in my tea, I was going to try and limit during Monday to Saturday, you know, not have sweets basically. Because I just loved like drinking Coca-Cola and like doing all this stuff. And it was just so bad for me. But when I first gave up that stuff, I found it really hard. Like, it eventually got to a plateau kind of space where I got over it. But the cravings for the first like week or two were just,
Yeah.
Awful. Well, it was real, like, real mental stuff. I had to just sort of blindfold myself walking through the shop. Like, I was, yeah, the cravings were so bad.
Well, that's because our body gets addicted to the sugar. It is literally a chemical addiction. Yeah. It's, you were going through withdrawals at that point, really.
Exactly, yeah, which I totally didn't realize at the time, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
So I imagine it's a similar situation with the fasting. Like, you probably, you know, it's toughest to start, and then it gets easier as it goes on.
Exactly. I mean, I did have the clock over my head, so that was a little bit of a push, so.
Fair enough.
You know, not everybody's got that, but yeah.
But you must have been delighted when you finally started to see results after trying all the different things.
Oh, I was ecstatic. When I crossed the having lost 50 pound mark, because that was the most I had lost in anything. So to do that and keep going, oh man, huge relief.
Can I ask you, like, how did you get to the stage where you ended up in hospital?
Well, basically I had a really bad flu. I had bronchitis, and I had it for like a month, and I didn't realize that it was bronchitis. And during that month, I couldn't sleep laying down, like, cause it was all the fluid. So, I would sleep sitting up, and in that time, that's when they think I got the blood clots, because I would sleep, or, you know, sleep sitting up, and that would cause the blood clots in my lungs, or my leg, and then my lungs. So, yeah.
And then, but it was kind of, in a weird way, lucky, I suppose, because then you ended up in hospital and you got this, you got told you needed to change things, would you
say? Yeah, yeah. And I knew I had to before, but, like, you know, you have to.
Nothing gets you going like a deadline, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And have you chatted to any, like, healthcare professionals since? Have you been given, like, a more positive
process? Yeah. Yeah. So I just went and saw my hematologist like 2 months ago now. And last year, like, I I've done stuff and I would see improvements, and then it would just kind of not work for me. So last year I was in a point where I had lost some weight, and he did my blood work and he said, oh, it's looking better, but, you know, keep going. Okay, great. Well, this year when I saw him, he did my blood work, and he comes into the room and he's like, your results are perfect.
Amazing.
And yeah. And I was like, well, you mean for me, right? With all the stuff I have going on, like, that's what you mean. He's like, no, they're perfect.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. And I 100% credit that to the fasting, because I've been on the meds, I've been doing things before. This is the situation.
And what does your fasting look like?
So I will go, on average, I'll do one meal a day for myself. There's times where I'll get to that point to eat and I'm not hungry, so I'll just keep going, and I'll go 2 or 3 days. The longest I've gone is 6 days. And then it's weird. Like, it's a little bit of a struggle the first 3 days, and then once you hit that third day, it, like, you don't think about it. It's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah, wow. That's,
I know. Yeah, when I tell people that, that's the look I get, right? Yeah. The shock. But, like, all 6 days, I was still going to the gym. I was still working. I wasn't struggling. I wasn't feeling tired. Nothing. Like, fine.
Yeah, and this is all, like, you've done your research and you are listening to your body. It's not like, you know, I'm just trying to draw the line between, you know, like, if a teenager was listening to this or something, like, it's not just refusing to eat. It's different. You're listening to your body. You're right. Very aware of what you're doing. It's not.
And at that point, I had been doing it for like a year. Right. Yeah. So it's not like running a marathon, right? You don't just, like, running's good for you, but running a marathon's probably great, but you're not just going to go do it. Right. You need to train up for it. And I had trained up for it, not realizing it, but I had.
Yeah. And this is what works for you, and you needed to lose weight for your health.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's amazing results. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you want to remind everyone where to find you on the internet? Do you share about this journey online?
Yeah. So during all this, one of the things that I've kind of come up with is it's kind of, it's fun. And I find it beneficial to kind of change up my fasting times every now and then, you know, like one day it's this, one day it's that. Also, for like socially, it's kind of nice to change it up because maybe one day you can't do lunch with friends, but maybe another day you could. Yeah. So things like that. So I've developed fasting dice. I've got them here, actually. So they're just like little dice that have like, today you're going to fast 12 hours. Today you're going to fast 14 hours. It's
you've gamified.
I gamified it. Fasting. Yeah. Brilliant. So there's a fasting day and then there's a eating window, right? And so you kind of put them together. You roll them and put them together. And so, yeah, you know, I figured fasting's based off of like eating like cavemen, right? Some days they go out for the hunt, they succeed. Some days they don't. So I wanted to mimic that.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, so I'm making them. I'll probably do a crowdfunding campaign in a few months to get them going. But yeah, right now people can find out about them on Fasting Dice, and they can follow the campaign if they sign up for the newsletter. So
fastingdice.com?
Yeah, fastingdice.com.
Brilliant, yeah. So if you're interested in getting, maybe hopefully soon getting a pair of Fasting Dice for yourself, or just reading more about your story and your experience, check out fastingdice.com. Well, thank you so much, Daniel, for coming on the podcast and sharing your story.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for watching. If you watched on YouTube, thank you for listening. If you listened on the audio platforms, if you did listen on the audio platforms, please give us a review on the platform of your choice because it really helps the podcast out. Thanks again, Daniel, for sharing your story on the podcast. Don't forget to check out Daniel, and I shall see you in the next one.
This podcast was brought to you by The Shift. For more like this, check out theshift.ie.